Finder keeper, finder keeper, finder keeper. I have been teaching that if you find something and you take it for your own, that you are losing the greatest opportunity that takes place in your life. We never want to take anything that does not belong to us. We never want to touch anything that does not belong to us. Well, Ellen said, that seems a little difficult. What if you found a puppy dog? Like Edith Murray found a puppy dog in the trash can, and she took it out of the trash can. And the very fact that she took it out of the trash can, she took it home. She took it to the vet. She had it fixed up. She had it taken care of. She immediately became responsible for it. Now, did she say that it was her own? Did she look around to find out who the owner was? Did she care? Well, she didn't have an opportunity to care because it wasn't all her choice. Somebody else had found it. Actually, the trash man had found it and brought it in and given it to her. Now, if you find a little baby and you want to bring it home and take care of it, well, do you feel that that baby is yours? Do you feel you can keep that baby? Do you feel that baby is rightfully yours? No, you don't. Because you know that someone has lost the baby. Oh, maybe purposely they lost it because they didn't want to take care of a baby. But the thing is, you cannot claim it. You cannot say finder's keeper. Anything you find in this world, it brings with it a responsibility. Anything you purchase, if you want to buy a new car, and after you bought the new car, give it away to your son, or give it away to your daughter, or give it away to your family in any way, is that okay? Sure. Because you possess it and you own it, and you have paid for it when you bought it. Now, do you have the same right with a baby that you find? Do you have the same right with money that you find? Do you have the same right to say, finder's keeper, whatever I find, I can keep. Whatever I can find, I can keep. If there's nobody around to claim it, if there's nobody that I can find that owns it, I can keep it. But you can't. Because you'll always believe that it was a found something. It didn't belong to us. Whatever doesn't belong to us, we should not touch. We should not take. Unless we want the responsibility for it. If you want the responsibility for it, what's your first responsibility? Go and tell the police that you have found this in that location, and they'll say that if no one comes in to claim it in a certain amount of time, it'll be yours. Well, you see, then you have bought it. You have bought it by turning it in, by turning it away, by giving it back, by trying to find the owner, by trying to find who it belongs to. And if you don't touch it, you don't have to look at who it belongs to, because that's not your responsibility. But the minute you touch it, it becomes your responsibility, and you don't own it. You have the responsibility to try to find the owner. You have the responsibility to try to find who is supposed to have this thing and where it's supposed to be and how it's supposed to be in the world. And you just don't know what to do next. You don't know what to think next. You don't know how to handle it next. When we start fooling around with things that are not ours, that are not our choice, when we find things and then we try to make them part of our life, they just don't fit. They just don't fit. The books are not the books that we would have purchased for ourselves. In fact, we did not purchase them. The objects that we get, it's not something that we had for ourselves, something that we could not keep. And finders keepers, people give us white elephants, we say, and we don't want those white elephants because they have no place in our life. They have no purpose in our life. Now, if we buy something and we find it's a white elephant, we can give it away or we can throw it away. If we give it away, we put a white elephant in somebody else's life. If we throw it away, then we have stopped it from being a white elephant for ourselves or anybody else. Now, can you handle that? Can you look at life and see a white elephant and see that it's not going to be something that you want in your life. It's not going to be something that you want in your world. Perhaps when you find something, even money, and that money was found and it was thrown away by somebody who didn't want to touch it, who didn't feel that money was really rightfully theirs. They might have been robbed, a bank robber. It might have been someone who stole it from somebody else, and they didn't want to have anything to do with it. Do you have stolen property in your possession? Do you have stolen money in your possession? Do you have money that was stolen from the bank in your possession? You don't want any part of it. You don't want any part of it. So whenever you touch something that is not yours, that you have not purchased through normal manners, legal manners, that you have not gone through the proper way to handle, then you can be sure it's going to bring you heartache and unhappiness, because that's the way it is. But when you can say to yourself, all is mine, everything in this world is mine, everything, every house, every car, that person is mine, that baby is mine, that dog is mine, that cat is mine, that house is mine. When you say that, then you have a responsibility. And do you want the responsibility? Do you want the responsibility of taking care of something that's not yours? Do you want the responsibility of taking care of something that was not even given to you properly? And can anything ever be given to you properly? Anything that is ever given to us, in truth, is a white elephant. Anything that is ever given to us, in truth, is really something that we don't want to have anything to do with. But so long as we take any part of it, so long as we take it into our life, so long as we look at it or believe in it or know that it is part of our world, then what happens to us? Then what happens to us is that we have put a wrong cause in motion. We have done something we don't really want to do. We have made something happen that is not something we really want to happen in our life. Can you, in your world, ever say to yourself, finders keeper? Can you ever say that? If you do, if you fight for the right to say it, if you fight for the right to say that I found it, I can keep it. If I find it in the middle of the desert, I can keep it. No, you can't. You can never keep it because you know that it was not yours. You know it belongs to somebody else. You know someone may have lost it or someone may have put it there and was going to come back for it.